אמר רבי יוחנן משום רבי יוסי מניין שהקדוש ברוך הוא מספלו הדו אינור את רבינו שלנו מספלו שנאמר ורבי יוסי מל הר קודשי ושמחתם בבייס תפילוסי So the Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Tfilosi Tfilosom Loi Nemar It is not called Beis Tfilosom of Klal Yisrael Elo Tfilosi Mikan Shakadish Baruch Hu Mispalo So from here we can learn that the Rabbi Nishlam is Mispalo Mai Matzli, what is the Rabbi Nishlam Mispalo? Omar Rab Zutre Bar Tuvye Omar Rab Yirotzei Melefonai Sheyichbishu Rachmai Eskasi That the Midas HaRachmim should be Koivish the Kas Biyagoylu Rachmai Al Midoisai Isnai gimbonai b'midas harachmim b'ikonis lehem lefnim mishur ha-sadin. See in a few minutes a little pshat in the Gemara. Tanya Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Shmuel ben Elisha, Kohen Gadol, he relates as follows. Pam achas nichnasti lahaktir k'teires lefnai v'lefnim. He entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Boreisi akasrikel ko Hashem tzvokreis shuyoyshev al kiseirom v'niso v'omali Yishmoel b'ni b'orcheini. The Rabbi Nishlom said to Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, he should give him a broche. Amarti lo yehi rotzein melufonecho sheyich b'shul rachamecho eskascho Your rachmim should be koivish tekas v'yegoyu rachamecho midoysecho Sisnai gimbonecho b'midas harachmim b'sikon islam lefnim mishur ha-sadin v'nene li b'roish The Rabbi Nishoelam shook his head k'mash melon sh'loi pei birchas hedyet kalo b'inecho Smichas Chachomim says what is pshato k'mash melon k'mash melon is why did Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha relate this ma'aseh It would seem that he's relating, he wanted to tell his madrege what he was zeiche to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, no, that wasn't the kavona of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. The kavona was he wanted to tell everyone this yisoid, Shalei tei birchas hedyit kalo beinecho. Let us see, Rashi, b'nena li b'roishoi, k'moide b'birchosi b'oine omein. Now, this Gemara is a very difficult Gemara to understand. The Indian that the Rabbi Nishlom is Mispalo. There is a Rajba in Chedushi Agodis that explains this Gemara a little bit in the Tzlach. I'd like to tell over the Rajba in the Tzlach. The Rajba says, the Rabbi Nishlom created the Minha Anushi From all the Nevroim, the Min HaNushi has the Koyach HaBchirev. Be'etzem, the Goyin and Parshas Re'ei says, Re'ei Onoichi Noisein Lifneichem Hayoim. The word Noisein, the Rabbi Nishloim gives over completely the Bechirev Lohoodo. Hakel Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyire Shamayim. This is completely given over to the person. The person can do whatever he wants. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuvah, it can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, it can be a rosha like Yerovam ben Nevat. So this power every person has. So the Rashba says, Va'av ki nimsa lahem ha-reshus ha-mechletes, even though they have complete power to do whatever they want, Hu yis'ale maziram umelamdom tamid urches chayim. But the Rabbi Nishloelom teaches, and is, we'll see his Mephias Klal Yisrael, that they should, even though they have Bechira, they should do the right things. Ubechalta Bechayim. Lo idiyenil ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofeit sheniyeh shleimim. The Rabbi Nishloelam wants, that's his rotzen and his chuke, that we should be shleimim. Umar lehem and he shows them ki'ilu moishech es Yisrael derech pius. Like he wants to convince, he's begging Klal Yisrael to do dvorim toivim. Ki'ilu, as if, tzidkoiseinu oihepech ma'ilam loichalilu. As if we do mitzvahs, it is a toiv for the Rabbi Nishul Olam, and if we do averis, it affects the Rabbi Nishul Olam. The chinuch in the mitzvah of Birchus Hamozen says as follows, midosav baruchu shehu rab chesed. The Rabbi Nishul Olam is a rab chesed, v'hu chofeit b'toivas b'riyosav. The Rabbi Nishul Olam wants that all of us should be b'toiv. And he wants sheyu ruuyim v'zakoyin lekabel toiv miyitoy. He wants that Klal Yisrael should be roi to be mekabel the toiv. The Rabbi Nishul Olam is muchin lahetiv. Not only is he muchan, he wants to be meitiv. That is retzaynoy. V'cheftzay lahorik aleinu mibilchosay. He wants to give us brachas. But there's one condition, that we have to be roi to accept the brachas. And that's what the Rabbi Nishul Olam wants. That we should be roi to accept the brachas. L'kavon ezois amru kan, shakadish bochu mispalo. Here it says the Rabbi Nishul Olam is davening. Ki'ilu beis ha-migdash u'mokayim l'tfilosoy. This is the place for his tefillah. Why? Mipnei sha-mokayim ahu mokayim ha-avoida. The beis ha-migdash is the mokayim ha-avoida. U'mishom shoyavim ha-broche. And the beis ha-migdash is the place where Klal Yisrael is zoiche to accept the broche. Or mispalul boy, so the Rabbi Nishom is mispalul in this mocking. She yasmit her Indian boy, that this should continue. She yerotzin lofonam, she yichbushu rachma viskasoi. That's the Rabbi Nishol Olam's tvilet. What is the tvilet? Minei shamid dekach. Shagmuv oinish al maise ha'odom. Schar and oinish is dependent on the maise ha'odom. Uchefi maise hu nidin. And whatever will occur with the person depends what the person will do. Vaha maise mosul b'yodei muchlot. And the person is the balabos on this. Omar shehu yisborach ki mispalo. So the tefillah is Sheyayishiru maiseyim, that Klal Yisrael should do dvorim yishorim, at sheyagbiru koyach rachmov uretzoyne bepulos, until the Rabbi Yisrael will be happy with what they're doing, and then will be able to be made of them. Ve'inyin Rabbi Yishmoel ben Elisha, she'omole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Borcheini, what does this mean, Borcheini? So he says the inyan of broche is not an inyan of hoido, of thanking, ki a broche loshin toisveris v'riboy. Broche is a bakoshe, that there should be a hisofe and riboy of the hashpa of the Rabbi Nishul Olam to Klal Yisrael. V'goyremes l'rabbi sorachmim al b'riyosav. In the broche is goyrem that there should be a riboy av rachmim on all the nivroim. Perhaps a little better to understand what we're speaking about, the tzlach is moisif on the tshubit, on the srashbe. And he says as follows, U'mi kav yochel hu mispalo. Who is the Rabbi Nishul Olam davening to? V'oimer ani, so the Tzlach says, Etzleinu, the Rabbi Nishul Olam is being mispalo to us. Amoi v'tzayim marisoi, hu mispalo. He is being mispalo to Klal Yisrael. U'mevakesh me'itonu, and he's asking of us, shenaitiv ba'iseinu, that we should do good ma'isim, v'noshu v'tshuva l'fona, u'bozeh,
And through that, Nigraim Shiyarotzaim Milafonav Sheyich Bishul Rachma Veskasli. The world was set with a Zamidus Adin and the Zamidus Arachmin. What will be Goyva depends on us. And that's why the Rabbi Nishalim is Mispalu. But that's based philosophy in the base of Migdish. That is Ritzaynoi. Ki Tomit Zehu Ritzaynoi. This is the Ratzan the Rabbi Nishalim. We are the cause that there cannot exist the Ribuya Broche. Then the Tzlach says, do you think it's very modne that the Rebbein Yisrael is asking us? So he says, there's a lot of psukim that says, Ma Hashem Alekecho Shoyel Meimoch. Hareishu Shoyel Umevakesh Dover Ze Meitanu. This is what the Rebbein Yisrael is asking for us. It is in our control. We have the Bailim over this. The Marsha says in Shabbos, the Gemara says that Hamoyrid Demois al Adam Kosher, if a person is crying after an Adam Kosher that was lifted, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes these demois and puts it the base genozov. He puts it in his treasure house. He puts it in his treasury. So the Marsha says, what does a person hold in a treasury? Something that's very precious by him. Hakel bidei shemayim. The Rebbein Shlom has everything. There's one thing that he doesn't have. Yireh shemayim he doesn't have. This is biyodeinu. He says, amoyred demois al odom kosher. That's tears of yireh shemayim. That's made of the precious by the Rebbein Shlom. He doesn't have it. We're the balabatim. So if one sheds a tear, l'shem yireh shemayim, that's very choshev by the Rebbein Shlom, and he puts it bebeis genozov. And this is what the Rebbein Shlom is beseeching and begging of us. That's how they learn shat in the Gemara.
Another member of Rabbi Yochanan.
Minayin she'ein meratzin loy la'odom b'shas kasoy. How do we know that one should not be meratzin someone b'shas kasoy? T'chsiv pona yeleichu v'anichoy siloch. Omboleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moyshe. What does this mean? Hamtingly, you should wait at sheyavru ponim shel zam till the ponim from zam, the ponim of kas, will go away. So we see that in this man of kas, that is not a time for ritzui. One should wait till the kas passes by. Then later we'll come to understand this Gemara. So the Gemara asks, umi ika rischa kamei bekutche berichu? Is there kas by the Rebbein Shlomo? So the Gemara answers, and yeah, the sanye, the keil, zoyein, bechol yoyim. The Rebbein Shlomo is koyes, bechol yoyim. The Eitz Yosef explains this Gemara, umi ika rischa kamei bekutche berichu. He says, what's the shaila? One looks in Chumash, we see Vayichar Af Hashem. We see the Keseidah, the Rabbein Shalom, there was man in the Rabbein Shalom was Bekas. What is the Gemara Shaila, Umi Ika Rischa Kamei Kutche Berichu? So the Eitz Yosef says as follows. We find when Moshe Rabbeinu became in Kas, it says, Vayakzifu LeMoshe. Doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu became in Kas. It says they made Moshe Rabbeinu to become in Kas. Ki himru es ruchai. When we're speaking about making the Rebbein Shalom in Kas, so we are all the time miyaches the Kas, not to the Rebbein Shalom. We're miyaches to the Kas, to the one who brought about the cause of the Kas. Ki himru es ruchai. Therefore, it is not right to say that the Ribbono Shel'olam is in Kas. That Hamtim Yatshiyavru Ponim Shozam Agav Uche, when this pasuk was said, this was not a zman that Klal Yisrael did something wrong. This was in the Aboim Yoyim, the second Aboim Yoyim. It was a zman of Ritzui already. And here we're speaking about all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, Ashayavru Ponim Shelzam. That you should not speak to me now. You should wait till the Ponim Shelzam will leave. That means without a Siba Chitzoini, without a Zaitik Siba, we see this, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in Kas. So that's the Gemara Shaila, Umi Ika Rischa Kami the Kutcha Brichu. There is such a thing that without any cause, the Ribbono Shel Olam is in Kas. So the Gemara says, in the Sanye Vekel Zoyim Bechol Yoyim. The David HaMelech said in Tillim, the Ribbono Shel Olam is in Kas every day. Now how could David HaMelech say such a thing? Since there's Bechire by Klal Yisrael, so how can you say this Kas every day? What if Yidden will do Tshuva? No one will do an Aveira. How could David HaMelech put down black and white in Tillim, Vekel Zoyim Bechol Yoyim? If the only cause of Kas is that we are Machis the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you can't say Vekel Zoyim Bechol Yoyim. So it would seem from this pasuk that there is a Kas by the Ribbono Shel Olam that does not come through our Maisim. So therefore we can understand this pasuk, that there was then a Zman of Kas that was did not come about through the Maisim of Klal Yisrael. It was an Eis Rotzin. The Afal Pikein, there was Ponim Shel Zam. And to understand this a little better, what is Pshat in this Keil Zoyim Bechol Yoyim? The Mefarshim explain as follows. Rashi, in the beginning of Bereishis, brings down that the Ribbono Shel Olam had wanted to create this world, B'midas Adin. Bereishis Bara Alekim. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that the world would not have a kiyum with Midas Adin. So Shitav Imay Midas Arachmin. B'yoyim Asayis Hashem Alekim Shemayim Ba'oret. So there is now a partnership. The Anhogis Ha'olam is the Ribbono Shel Olam is Manig the Olam al pi two midas. There's a midas hadin and there's a midas harachmin. And usually one can understand the partnership, as pshat is that there are two partners in a business, so one takes care part of the day and the other takes care another part of the day. So in this partnership, there's also the same inyan. There's a time when the midas hadin is shaylat. These two things, you can't combine them. You can't combine rachmim and din. They are two opposites. So there's a time when the midas hadin is shaylat, and there's a time when the midas harachmim is shaylat. And we will see in a minute that this zman, this is called the zman of kas. This is the keil zayim b'chol yoyim. The zman is not dependent on the maisa of Klal Yisrael. This is that is a mide of din, and b'chol yoyim, there's a zman when this mide is shoylet. That is the ponim shel zman. So the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, we will see him soon, Moshe Rabbeinu was then the vakish from the Ribbono Shel Olam bakoshes. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, now is not the time. Hamtim liat sheyavru ponim shel zam, v'aniach loch. Now is not the time of bakoshes, now is not the time of ritzui, we have to wait till the zman of Zam goes by, and then we can talk about Bakoshes. And that is the Pshat, Vekeil Zoyim Bechol Yoyim. Vekamo Zamoy, Rega. How long does the Zam take? How long is this, the Midas Adin Shoylet? It is Shoylet a Rega. So the Pnei Yeshua asks a Shoylet of the whole thing is a Rega. We'll see that later the Gemara says the Shir Reges Kemenrei, as long as it says to say the word Rege, that's as long as the Midas Adin is Shailet. So what is Pshat, and we just said now? How long is there to wait if the whole Zam takes a Rega? So what is the Inyan of Hamtonim? So the Pnei Yeshua explains that we'll see later in the Gemara that the Shalish Shois Rishonis Bayoin, in these Shalish Shois Rishonis, there is a Zman that the Rabbeinu Shulayim, that the Midas Adin is Shailet, a Rega. When this Zman is, each time is a different time, but in these Shalish Shois Rishonis, there is one Rega that the Midas Adin is Shailet. Moshe Rabbeinu era bakoshe, and the Rabbeinu Shalom realized that this bakoshe might overlap in the Zman of Zam, in the Zman of Din, and if the bakoshe would overlap on this Zman, when the Midas Adin Yisholet, Moshe Rabbeinu would not be zoiche that the bakoshe should be answered l'tayv. So therefore he said, you have to wait till the Sholish Shois pass, because these are Shois which are real Zam, even though the Etzim Zam is a Rega, and afterwards it could be Mevakish. V'kamo Rega, Echad Mechameshes Riboi Ushmeines Alofim Ushmeine Meyais Ushmeine Meshmeine Bisho. There's another Gilsa, a different fraction of an hour. V'zui Rega, V'ein Kol Berye Yechayle Lechavein Oisesho. And there's not anyone that knows to be mechaben this time, chutz mi bila marosh, besides bila marosh, v'chsiv bei v'yoideya das elyon. This shvach is said on bila marosh, he was aware of das elyon. So the Gemara asks, hashte das behemtoy le haviyoda, das elyon haviyoda. The Rif explains Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha as follows. The Osain was timing with Bilam all the Maisim Misuavim that he had done with the Osain. And the purpose of this Taina was that the Osain wanted to tell him, if you did such Maisim with me, which are Misuav Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you think the Rabbeinu Shleilam will agree to your intentions now? Klal Yisrael Arkadoshim. And you're Misuav. You do such Maisim. So do you think that you'll be able to convince the Rabbeinu Shleilam or to control the Ratzon Hashem that you should be able to do against Klal Yisrael with their Akedashim in your Tameh, your Mesuah, do you think you'll be successful in such a thing? That was the Hasoge of his Behemoth. And it was a Poshet HaKeshbon. So that's the Gemara's Kal V'Chaimah. If what his Behemoth was able to figure out, Bilam was not able to figure out. So how could he be Masik Das Elyon, the Das of the Rabbeinu Shleilam? So the Gemara says it means something else. Ele melameid shehoya yedeya lechavein oise shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyizbo. He knew the time, chayra means the rega, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is koyiz. And in that zman, if one is toivei adin, then one will be very successful. In this man, when the Midas Adin is Shailet, Chazal tell us, Ilmolei Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Yitzhak V'Yakev B'din, Lehoyo Oimdim Ibnei HaToycheicha. The others were unable to be Oimid B'din. V'yamid Lefonecha B'din is Amor B'kemi. There is no one. The Chaim HaKadosh says, Moshe Rabbeinu was called Isha Lekim. Afilu with the Midas Adin, he still remained an Ish. But there's a klal, all those besides Moshe Rabbeinu, miyamid lefonecha b'adin. And Bilam was aware of this rega, and Bilam was able to be tevei adin. That was the gewaldike kayach that Bilam had. Therefore, the Nabi told Klal Yisrael, Ami zecholna mayot bolok melech mayot. But Boluk said, Laman das tzitzkoi Hashem, that Klal Yisrael should remember the gewaldike tzedakeis that the Rebbeinu Shalom had done. Omer Abolozra, Omer Lamakadish Boluchu li Yisrael, Diyu kamo tzedakeis osisi imochem. You should be aware of the meiladike tzedakeis that I had done with you, shaloi ka'asti, b'mei Bilam al-Rosha. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was then Mishane Seder Bereishis. Seder Bereishis was B'yoyim Asreis Hashem Elokim, that there should be as man, that the Midas Adin should be Shailot. This was the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And in this matter, that Bilam wanted to be Mekalo, if Sidrei Bereishis would have been in a person has Bechira to take away the Bechira from Bilam, but also connected Seder Bereishis. So the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mishanah the whole Seder of the Yom HaSayis Hashem Elokim, that in this man there was no Shlita of Midas Hadin. She'umali Kahasti, if the Midas Hadin would have then been Shailit, so there wouldn't have been left over from Klal Yisrael, no one chas v'shalom would have been left over. So that's what Bilam told Balak, In these days, this whole zman, the Midas Adin was not shailet. The kama zamoy rega, how long does the zam take? The zam takes a rega. The kama rega, omer rab ovin, vitaymer rab avino rega kemeimre. Uminolom the rega rosach, how do we know that the whole Kas is only a rega, shenema ki rega bi apoy. The af is only a rega, and further is chayim bil tzoyne. Boy is aim him a hoche chavi kimat rega ad yaver zam. That is what we say in the Yomim Neroim, the kedabdin kakzar bezam umarich af. The Rebbeinu Shalom, that the Rebbeinu Shalom was mekatzer, that this man Adin should be very bekitzer. Chavi kemat rega. The emas rosach, when is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when is this Midas Adin chal? Omar Rabbaye bahanach tlashoi kamaise. The first 3 hours of the day. Ke chivre kabalto de talmegoyle. The Rosh of the Tarnagolas becomes white. So when this becomes white, that is a simen that then the Rebbeinu Shalom is in Kaz. V'koi achad karo. He says, we have 2 simonim. That the Karbalta, the Tarnagola, becomes white, and it's standing on 1 foot. So the Gemara asks, this is very shriach, kol shata v'shata nami koi yochi. There's many times that the kabalta is white and it stands on 1 foot. So the Gemara answers, kol shata isbei shuraike sumki. All the times, if one will look good, one will be able to observe that there are red stripes in the kabalta. Bahishaite, but in the time of the Rabbeinu Shalom Miskoyes, lesbei shuraike sumki. There are no red stripes whatsoever. It is completely white. And that is the simhin, that is the rega that the Rabbeinu Shalom is in Kas. The Mefarshim ask, So it seems we have a simen that the Gemara asks the Amos Rosach. So Kishimre Kabalta the Talmud Gaila. We have a simen, and the Gemara before said that Ein Belia. There was no one. Ein Kol Belia Yechayil Lachaven Aisa Isha Chutz Mi Bilam Arosh. Bilam was the only one that knew. Now we see everyone can know. We'll see later. There's a simon on this world, but you figure out from a Talmud Gaulis. So the H. Yosef answers, the kunz of Bilam was, he knew without a Talmud Gaulis. That was the kunz of Bilam. Now Gavucha, I thought, could be that shot by Bilam. It says, Niyum HaGever, the koyach of the Gever, he had. He knew what the Gever could tell us. That's Niyum HaGever. But Al Koponim, those who were watching Bilam noticed when Bilam was Mechavim the Shah, one could see the Talmud Gaulis. That's how we figured it out. That we were watching, the Yidden were then watching Bilam, and they noticed that this man, like Kobra Kael, about Al Koponim, it seems they watched Bilam, and this Simin they figured out from Bilam. Vahave bishvavisei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There was a tzedaki that lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Have kometzare leituve bekroi. And he used to muche. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi with a lot of kashes and psukim. He was a tzedaki. Finally, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lost patience with him. Yom echad shokal talnedoyle. And he put the Talmud girl by the feet of his bed. And he was watching this Talmud girl. Sova kimota hi shaite altayo. Alatye. That when he watched the Talmud girl, when he noticed this simen, that chivre kabalta the Talmud girl, then he's going to go and be mekalel this tzedaki. Kimota hi shaita, when the time came, nayim, mamish, he fell asleep and he didn't buy milk. Omar shmam hino lav oirech aro lemevat hochi, verachmov al kol maisov ksiv, it says verachmov al kol maisov, uksiv gam onesh lo tzadik lo itoiv. Lav oirech aro, so Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, and we'll see Tosfos also learned like that, Lav Oirech Ara, it's not the right thing, Lechaven Shas Zamoy. To do such a thing, this is not the right thing, and we'll see in Tosfos why. The H. Yosef wants to say another pshat. V'rachmav Rav Oirech Ara, it was not the right thing to do, so the Joseph says a very interesting shot. What did he do wrong? He says, "Ki yesh tzar gadol la osrei letanegel bekarei amita." He says this plan to take a poor chicken, and the chicken can't stand on one place, and to tie it to a bed for 3 hours, that was the wrong thing to do. But the chicken shouldn't have lost from the geshef. That's how the H. Yosef says pshat in the Gemara. The H. Yosef also asks a shaila. This man was Sholei, the first Sholei Shois Bayoi. Let's see Rashi a minute. Rashi says, Maikro, the Af Havi Kerega, the Sid Kerega Biapoi Chaim Botsoine. The Tla Shoi Kamaiso, the Echo Meirige Tla Shois Rishainis. One of the Regoim in the 3 hours. That means it's not a set zman. One of these regoim in the first 3 hours of the day, the Rabbeinu Shlomo is great. So the Yosef asks a shaila, so what happened with Krishna? If he's busy looking at the Tanagel the whole time, so what's it? He can't look at a Tanagel and be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. So if you, the Tanagel, it's the Tanagel. So he blibes by Akasha, so what happened with Krishna? From the Pashtus of Loshim Rashi by Stoics, he says, if you would say that there was a Bashtimte Rega in the Sholish Shois Rishonis, and he didn't know, so then you can fiddle around. You could make it, one day he learned Krishna the first hour, and he was watching the second and third, and he had a chance to fiddle around. But the Pashtus of Loshen of Rashi would seem that the Echad maybe get Tlashois Rishonis. One of the Regoim in the Tlashois Rishonis, there's Kas and it's flexible. So he doesn't understand how he was able to do this and what happened with the mitzvah of Krishna. You have to know this is called Oisik the mitzvah, that you have to know. With Tzadik Leitorit, Lama Ishis Abriyis. So this is the second thing, that an Oinish should come because of him, this is not a Dovotorit. Tosfos, Shil Morei Ka Asti Lei Nishtaya Bei Sogi De Polit. So Tosfos asks, if the whole thing is a rega, Vim Toimer Ma Oye Yochol Loimer Bishas Rega. What could Bilam already say in a rega? Yesh Loimer, so Tosfos answers, Kalein. He says, in a rega he could have said Kalein, that he should destroy them. The Mashon of Eidazor asks for Shaila, what could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say in the rega, coloring even Klal Yisrael. He says maybe he should say Yomus, that the Tzedeki should die. Inam replaces as a second teret, Mi acha shahoya maschul kivolosoi, the oitha shahoya mazik afulu la'achakei. That as long as he had gotten a drisus a regal of Klora b'shas adin, so then he could be mamshech already. Others want the time if mid the time merude me midis peronius, or if you can get a drisus a regal for klola, afilu it's over this man, you can still continue. So others want a time by his man tefillah. It's also like that. As long as you started in this man tefillah, it goes further also. But Allah, it's not brought down like that. The whole tefillah has to be said this man. Bizman's filler. Aut Sadaiki David Bishwu Visay the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lav Oirechada. It's the wrong thing, it's not the right thing to do. So Taisvis asks, Aval Gab that Sadaikim Moiridin Veloy Malin. There's a cloud by a Sadaiki, you're allowed to kill. Moiridin, Moiridin Labur, you're allowed to kill them. Hainu Bideyoda. Avo bidei shamayim lav oirech ara lahanisham ulahatricham ulahurgen bidei shamayim shaloi kederech b'nei odom. So Tosva says one is allowed to kill a tzedoiki, that's bidei odom. Avo bidei shamayim lav oirech ara shaloi kederech b'nei odom. So l'chore, we have to understand, how does the Gemara go? The Gemara says, Lav Oirech Aro. And the Gemara says, Avarachma Vol Kol Maisov Ksiv. So, how do we understand this? You're allowed to kill the Tzedoki. That's no problem. Meiridin Voloi Malin. You should kill him. That's what the Rachma Vol Kol Maisov. Place says, Apsacheshbin, that Lohirgon Bidei Shamayim, That is not, that one shouldn't do. But to kill them, you're allowed to kill them. So how does this stem with the Gemara? It could be as follows. If a person kills a tzaddiki, could be this falls into the category of, this is a gewaltige ketaiva for the tzaddiki. He's not continuing to do chatoim, he's not machti others. This is a taiva for him. But to use other means to be ma'orah, the midas hadin on this tzaddiki, this is not the right thing to do. Why? Because we see al koponim, the way the Rabbeinu Shalom is feeling the world, he's still living this tzaddiki. So that means, with the shutfes of midas hadin and midas harachmim, he still is a mokim on this world. So now he wants to be ma'oira the midas hadin. He wants to magnify the midas hadin in the Briya. That is not the Rotzen Hashem. But Rabbeinu Shalom made the midas hadin, and he made the midas harachmim, and that's why he wants the world to continue. To be ma'oira the midas hadin, that is a stira terachma of kol ma'isa. So therefore, such pu'ulis are also. Ve'igar sin en hocha oivet kechoven. But if the gilsa over here is not a tzedoiki, the gilsa is oivet kechoven, niche. The kamar hosom oivet kechoven, v'roye bei medake, loy malin, v'loy merida. No, we don't have to say the chilik is that if he's meimisim b'day odom, if he's meimisim b'day shamayim, now, some of it is no chiyuv misa, loy malin v'loy merid. Tome mishmei derab meyer, misho she'achamo zoi reches, v'chol ma'achay mizroch u'mayro, minichim kisreihim b'roshayim, u'mishtachvim l'chamo, miyad koyis ha'kodesh beruchu. So he's explaining, these are the sholei shoyis bayoyim. B'shoyi shalchamu zeirachas v'chal malchim mizruch ha-mayrev is miyad koyis ha-kodesh beruchu. It is very difficult to understand how this stems with the H. Yosef we said before. The H. Yosef said the whole purpose of the Gemara is mi'ike rischa kame kutche berichu. So the Gemara knew that ma'isei b'nei odom could be ma'oirer the cast of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But we are speaking about keil zoyim b'chol yoyim, azam and a cast that is not nis'oirer al yidei ma'isei b'nei odom. That is what we are speaking about the whole time. Now the Gemara says that that in this man, when the Malchim Mizrach Ha-Mayre v'nichim kisrein b'roshay mishtach v'lachama miyad koyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would seem this is the Zoyim, this is the Pshat and the Sholei Shois. So l'chayre this Kel Zoyim b'chol Yoyim should not have a shaykhis with the Maisei b'nei Odom. Zip the Gemara weiter. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Toive Mardus Achas B'libay Shal Odom Yoser Mikamo Malki Yos. Mardus achas, so Rashi says, loshen ridui v'achno, she'odom som al liboi me'elov. A person is mach, there is malchus. Malchus is yisurim that is put on the person. And that can convince the person to better his actions. But if a person is ma'irer himself, Som sha'odam som aliboy me'elov, this is more choshuv than, mikama malkiyes. The Meiri says, mishem is oiro me'atzmoy, a person who awakens himself, umakir, va'atzmoy roya hanagosa, he realizes himself what he's doing wrong, v'choizer mimeno me'elov, Harei hi tachlis hayire ubechires hachuve. That when a person is ma'ire himself without any zaitike his ayiris, this is gol choshev. This is choshev mikame malkiyes. Shenemar v'ritvo es miyah haveho. It's speaking about Klal Yisrael was going after those she loved, the Avodah Zarah, etc. And later she was nisayger and said va'amra elcho va'ashuva al ishi harisha in kitayvli oz miyato. So this hisayger is very chashuv. Bereish Lakish Omar Yaisa Mimeya Malkiyas Shenema Teichas Gaore Bemevin Mehakis Ksil Meya. So Rashi says, Veritves Mirabeo Uch Shetire. When Klal Yisrael realizes She'ein Oiza, that they will not help her, Toslim Aliboy, Alibo Lemer Ashuva Alishi Yorishin. So Klal Yisrael is nesoyre from themselves, Ashuva Yisharish, and this is gewaldig choshev. Teichas ge'ore b'meivin. Teichas ge'ore b'oda meivin, toive mahakes k'sil meye. If an odam is a meivin, so the ge'ore tatof, teichas atam l'mayla, teichas atof. V'loi t'may artira v'ar teichas, shetamay b'chester, saloshen afir, this is a noun. She yafshul apaisra loshen tifa leima tachnias adam ela tikona hi be'atzma. That when a person is nichna, karshin eres nukudos leima shehu shem dovo. Va'ama Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yosi. Shloisha dvorim bikesh Moshe melefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nosan Loi. This was in this man of Pona Yelechu Vani Choysiloch. In this man, the Moshe Rabbeinu asked Bili Bakoshis and the Rebbeinu Shloilo. What were the three things? Bikesh Shetashre Shechina Al Yisrael. The Nosan Loi. Shenama Aloi Belechtecho Imonu. The Chayitz Hashem from the Rechaim HaKodesh says this Bakosha was that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be Mashche Shechinose Al Klal Yisrael Afilu when they are Chatoim. HaShoychein Imam B'Soich Tumoysom. That was the Bakosha of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Maskim. Bikesh Sheloi Tashche Shechina Al Oivdei Kechovim. And he explains the second Bakosha was, if there will be such a combination, Klal Yisrael will be Choytim, and there will be an Ummah, or a Chelek of an Ummah, which will be Toivim and Tzadikim. So there is a special Bakosha, Shalai Tashre Shechina Aloiv Dekechovim, that Ummah Sa'ilam should never have this Schus of Ashros HaShechina. The Nosan Loi, Shenema v'niflinu aniva mecho. That was the second Bakosha. Ubikei, bikeish lohediyei derochov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The third Bakosha was that Rebbein Shem should tell him derochov, the Nosan Loi, Shenema oidiyeini no es derochecho. That was the Bakosha of Moshe Rabbeinu. On Alephonov, Rebbein Shel Olam. Midneima yesh tzadik v'toivloi v'yesh tzadik v'raloi. Why is it we find the tzadikim that things are going good and tzadikim tzadik v'raloi? Yesh rosho v'toivloi, yesh rosho v'raloi. Omaloi, Moshe tzadik v'toivloi, tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'raloi, tzadik ben roshe. Roshe v'toivloi, roshe ben tzadik. Roshe v'raloi, roshe ben roshe. So the Gemara says that couldn't be the answer. Omar mar, tzadik v'toivloi. Tzadik ben tzadik, tzadik v'raloi, tzadik ben roshe. So it comes out, the tzadik is suffering because of the ma'isa ovos. So the Gemara says, Amy, it can't be like that. But see, it says in the Pasuk, Poikei b'avoin ovos albonim. In one pasuk it says that the Rebbeinu Shlom is paking the oven of the Ovis Albonim, Uchsiv Ubonim Leimusu Alovis, Leimusu Alovis. That Bonim are not Nenash because of the Ovis. ורמים עם קרוי הדודי ומשנים עם לוי קשה. הוק שאויך זין מייסי אביסויים בידיים, הוק שאין אויך זין מייסי אביסויים בידיים. It matters if they're going בדרכי אביסויים ובייטר רישויים, and it's נסחזיק במייסו אוביס by the בונים, so then they say יסוי דפויקן אבויים אוביס על בונים. If it's ain't always the mice ever saying be a day in, so then they're not nenash because of the mice always. So how could you say a tzaddik v'ralo is a tzaddik ben roshe, if he's a tzaddik, so he's not oich is mice ever saying be a day in? So the Gemara says a different terrace. Allahochi kam alay. Tzaddik v'toivloi, tzaddik gomo. Tzaddik v'raloi, tzaddik she'ene gomo. Rosha v'toivloi, Rosha she'enei gomo. Rosha v'raloi, Rosha gomo. That is the Dalkei Hashem. The positive pshat of a tzaddik gomo, and a tzaddik she'enei gomo, and a Rosha she'enei gomo. So the Marsho and the Ben Haim Chaim explain a positive chesed. A tzaddik gomo means he didn't do any averes. So why should he lose an Olam Hazeh? Or perhaps one could ask, Schar Mitzvah Bahayal Moleka, so why should it be Toivloi Olam Hazeh? But at Tzaddik Gomel, not only does he do the Maisa HaMitzvah, but the Hachonus to the Mitzvah, the Simcha Basiyas HaMitzvah, he also does. So even though the Kerem is nishlam loylam abo, but the hachonis to the mitzvah, and the simcha basiyas ha-mitzvah, that the Rebbe Yishlam pays him on this world. So he's a tzaddik gomel, without any chatoim. And at the same time, he does the mitzvah with a shleimis with a simcha, so he's zeichet oylam azo also. Tzaddik v'ra loy, tzaddik she'enei gomel. So this can be explained two ways. Either he did some averis also. So in order to ensure that the einish of the averis should not be paid lo'ilam haba, so the einish is mandish bo'ilam hazeh, because the einish on lo'ilam hazeh is much smaller than the einish bo'ilam haba. When the Melech says in Mishlei Simcha la tzaddik asois mishpat, the tzaddik is happy when the einish lo'ilam is giving him mishpat ba'ilam hazeh. And we don't have a better marshal than this, than the maise of Nochum Ish Gamzu, that because of a pu'ula of his rashlus, a poor person asked him for food and he did not hurry enough, he was not mizdaris enough, and because of that the poor person died. So Nochum Ish Gamzu was mispalu that the hands and the feet and the body and the eyes that were not merachim on this only should be nenash. His hands should be cut off, his feet should be cut off, he should become blind. And the whole goof was moleshchin, and he was mispalu that this should occur. And his Talmidim told Nochum Ish Gamzu, they told him that, Oy lonu, that we see you in such a matzav. And Nochem Ish Gamzu says, Oy li, if you would not see me in such a matzav. So we see Amir Bikalimu from the Gemara. We see that it is worth to be mispalo, to get onshe aveva in this world in order to avoid the onshim la'osud lavoi. This world is a'alma de shikre, the world la'osud lavoi is a'alma de kshayt. If one will get the true punishment, the einish is gewaldig. The onshim on this world, vinisht vi, are only a fraction of the onshim which one could get lost in loving. So that is the tzaddik v'raloi, a tzaddik she'enei gomo. If there are chatroim, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes sure that Olam Hazeh should be the place that the chatroim should be paid up, he should be nenash in Olam Hazeh. Rosha v'toivloi, Rosha she'enri gomo. This is speaking about that a Rosha did some maisim toivim. The maisim toivim that a Rosha did They weren't done bishlemes, but vinish di, they were done some eisim toivim. So that is the greatest oimish that the Rosh can get. Umishalim l'soinav alponav l'avidoi, this is a punishment for the Seinei Hashem that they are getting paid up. Schar mitzvah b'hai alme. Even though schar mitzvah b'hai alme leka, there is not enough in this world to pay up for one mitzvah, but we are giving him a fraction of the schar of the mitzvah b'teiras oinish. He's not roy to get paid up for the true value of the mitzvah. So therefore he's paid up on this world. That's roshe v'toivloi. The toivloi is the schar of the miyat ha-mitzvahs that he had accomplished on this world. That's a Rosh Hashanah Gomel. Rosh Veraloi, Rosh Gomel. That is a Rosh Gomel. There's another explanation, this Tzadik Veraloi, Tzadik Shainah Gomel, and a Rosh Hashanah Gomel. The Chosid Yaivitz, in others, says as follows. Amor Rebiki Yisot. Vida Hashem Yisborach Boireik Tzas B'nei Odom Muchonim El HaChochme. There are certain people that have a greater Hachone, a greater Netiyah to Chochme, to learning. They have more Kishroines Uktsosom Bilti Muchonim. And there are other people who don't have these Hachones. וכן יש אנשים מוכנים מצטיבם אל הפעולות המגולות. There are certain people that they have a material to do, have in yonim. וקצוסם מוכנים אל הפעולות הישורות. There are people who בטבע are קסונים. That's their nature. It's a tremendous task to control their cars. There are other people who are born sablonim. Now, the Rebbeinu Shalom had his cheshbonis, why this one had this mile, or why this one had this chesaron. That's the Rebbeinu Shalom's cheshbon. But he continues, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave a person seichel, and he has a koich livcher b'toiv v'limois b'ra. A person thought his bechire, with all his bad materials, he could still be boicher b'toiv, And the person with all his good matthias could be also as bechira. But we have to understand that this person who has these bad matthias has a tremendous mulchana. And this person who has these good matthias, it's going pretty good for him. So the Chassid Yaivet says as follows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoykel achanes ha'odom im puloysa. When a person does an aveira, the Rebbeinu Shalom weighs what his netiyas l'ra are, and then he looks at the aveira. This person became in kas. Yeah, but this person is a born kaisen. Over for amim, so he says, aveira de kechidish. Yitain hadin, the din shemayim will be mechayiv. Litain schal l'roshe, to give schal to a roshe, כי רפי אחונוסוי היורוי להרשיע כפלי כפלי. We have a Roshe that according to his Netiya, he should have been in cast 200 times a day. He should have gotten cast 200 times a day. וקומש יצרוי, and he controlled himself. He only was in cast 199 times. But once he held himself back, now we're watching this Roshe and we don't see one good thing. Wherever you turn around, he's fuming. That's what we see. But there's one thing we don't see. There was one more time he could have fumed and he didn't fume. Oh, lefum v'komash yitzroi lefum tzara agro. And this person deserves schar for not being coming in cast at one time. V'chein, so we watch this person, he's doing gro kol yomov, but this is arosh she'ein regomo. He's not... You don't know what you see, but he's a Rosh Hashanah Gomel. V'chein ha-tzadik, roi she'ei onesh ke'ei roi she'yar b'tzit kosei kefi achanos. You can watch a person ha-tzadik and you're seeing him, and he's doing mitzvahs mamish all day. But he did 199 mitzvahs, he should have done 200 mitzvahs. He had it easy.
This 200th mitzvah we don't see. This tzaddik deserves punishment. He didn't do according to his capabilities. He should have done much more than he was doing. And the Chassid Yaivet says, and with this we can understand, tzaddik v'raloi rosha v'toivloi. So this is a new light, a new explanation. This is a rosha she'enei gomel. He's not doing mitzvahs, but he's not a rosha gomel. And this is a tzaddik she'enei gomel, he's not doing aveilus. But he's not a complete tzaddik. There is more that was expected from him in which he wasn't mekayim. This is according to the first man, the Yomar, that the Rebbeinu Shloilom told him. The Rebbeinu Shloilom told him, Drocha. Obligi de Rav Meir. The Yomar Rav Meir, Shtayim Nosnu Loi, Va'achas Loi Nosnu Loi. The first two Bakoshi, Shetash Reshchin Al Klal Yisrael, Shloitash Reshchin Al Umay Soilom, that Bakoshi was answered. V'achas loy nosnu loy shenema v'chanoisi yas asher ochoim af al pi she'en rihogum v'richamti yas asher arachim af al pi she'en rihogum. Even Yaakov says pshat, what is shal af al pi she'en rihogum? Ish shechoshko nafshei lahatoiv. A person who wants to do good, and it never comes out that he should do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedeya, Machshavos, is that step falls into the category of V'chanoisi Asher Ochein Afa Pisha'inei Hogan, V'chant Asher Arachin Afa Pisha'inei Hogan. The Svasema says he doesn't really understand the Gemara. The Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shlolem, he should tell him the Darchei Hashem. So he told him, this is Darkei Hashem, B'chanoisi Asher Ochein. Afal pi she'en rihogum, this is Darkei Hashem. So why does he say that he didn't answer him? That is Darkei Hashem. But that's for sure, the second Shiloh, that this is Rosh V'toyloi, Tzadik V'raloi, Yizicha didn't answer him. Vayoymar leisucha liris estonai, tono mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua ben Koche. Kach omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, sherotzisi loy rotziso. When I wanted by the snare, then you didn't want. Achshav sha'ata roitze, eini roitze. So this was leisucha liris estonai. This was an oimish for Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you cannot be zoiche. Others say pshat, rotzak sherotzisi loy rotziso. So others say pshat as follows. That bizman, the snare, then there was a gewaldike eis rotzin. And then Moshe Rabbeinu could have been zoiche liris as ponoi. But they knew didn't want. Now, that was Bishas Yitzis Mitzrayim, was a Melodika Yisrotzin, and in that time, Moshe Rabbeinu could have been Zarecha Lirei Sespona. Masha Enken, now we're speaking about after the Heta Ego, now that you want, now it is not an Yisrotzin anymore. The Heta Ego accomplished that it is not an Yisrotzin that you should be Zarecha Lirei Sespona. So it seems Al Capone and Moshe Rabbeinu had done something wrong by the snare that he hissed as pono. And Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni and Rav Yonason said, "Fakel, Moshe Rabbeinu did the right thing." The Omar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omar Rav Yonason, v'schar sholosh zocher l'sholosh, v'schar v'yaster Moshe ponov. Zocha leklasta ponim. Mischal ki yorei zocha levayiru megeshes eilov. Mischal mehabit zocha letmunas Hashem yabit. Rabbi Yonason, Zechayinu Levroche, brings from the Goyim that the Goyim said pshat b'schar ki yolei zocher levayiru migeshes eilo. So the Goyim said pshat as follows. The schus, in the schus of the yira of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu again amoyle de ke yira shamayim. So zocher, so he was zocher levayiru migeshes eilo. That Klal Yisrael was zoichet to the midah of Yireh by coming close to Moshe Rabbeinu. From coming close to Moshe Rabbeinu, they were zoichet that the Yireh of Moshe Rabbeinu passed on to them. And the Goyim says, this is pshat. In the Maimah Chazal, which is very difficult to understand, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem, show me mo, kim Yireh, vos fratman shayin, only Yireh. And the Gemara says, "Oto yire milsa zutrasi." So the Gemara answers, "Engel gabi Moshe Rabbeinu for milsa zutrasi." So the shaila is obvious. Are they speaking to Klal Yisrael? Why do you tell me Engel gabi Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Goyim says that that's pshat in the Gemara. If a person tells themselves gabi Moshe, he was close to Moshe Rabbeinu, he could also be zeichet to yire. This is vayiru. They were zeichet to yire migeshes eilov. By being close to Moshe Rabbeinu, they were zeichet to his yire. Vasiroisi eskapai v'reisho asachoirai, Omer Rav Chano bar Bizner, Omer Rav Shimon Chaside, Malamit Shera Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Kesher Shal Tfilin. He showed him the Kesher Shal Tfilin. That's the Midah of Achoirai. V'Omer Rav Yechinin Mishum Rav Yosi. Kol dibur v'dibur sheyotze mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'toive. If the Rebbeinu Yishlom said, Amidro adibur l'toive, afilu al tnai, even this dibur l'toive was said on a condition, but this dibur l'toive will have to remain. Leichozaboy, the Rebbeinu Yishlom never was mischaret, and the dibur al toive will remain. No one mimoshe Rabbeinu. Shalema heref mimeni vashmidei, ve'esa oischo ligoy otzum. So this was a tnai, a condition. If it be heref mimeni vashmidei, then ve'esa oischo ligoy otzum. Aval gav debora Moshe rachmi alo demilse. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu was not mekayim the tnai, it wasn't heref mimeni, it was Moshe rachmin. U botlo, Afilohochi ukne bizarri, aber this broche was niskayin bizarri shomayshe rabbeinu. Shenemah abnei moyshe gershem vi Eliezer. Vayu bnei Eliezer rechavye horoish, ubnei rechavye robu lemailo, vetoni rab yosef lemailo mishishim ribui. And moyshe rabbeinu was zoiche to agoy otzum, he was zoiche to deiris of shishim ribui. Osye revie revie, Sivhachu rovu lemaila, uch sivhasam ibn Yisrael, toru vayishutsu vayirbu. And the Mephoshim explained, even though we learned before that a haftoche can become bottle through a chet, that was the yira of Yaakov avinu shemo yigraim achet, that is the koyach of chet. Chet could be mevatel haftoche. But atnai is not mevatel haftoche. If there was a dibul l'toiv, even though it was set on a condition, Ramayse, the dibul l'toiv will be in the sky. Zot Rashi, Leidia derochov, Ragimu bo amiki shmoy shmanosla, shalo soiv shalo sik sidgan asa dobar aze, asa dibarta ese. Leidia derochov, minig midas mishpotov, ki gai minnei ma tzadik v'toiv loi, rosho v'ra loi, צדיק ורע לראש ותלבו. איזה שאוכן, איזה שיחמרו רחמי אולוב לשו, הרבי שאין כדאי. כשרציסי בסנאלו, רציסי שנאמר ויאסתם מוישה פונה. ופלוג את רבי ישוע בן קורחה, שמאמישי על כך, that he lost out because of this, עד רב שמור שם וכי בסחר הזה. וקלסת פונן, כי קורן אל פונה, וסמון איזה שם יביט, ומר אחריים, כך שני בספרי, קשר של תפילים מרחי רבו, תמרים הלאה וקדש ברוך הוא מניח תפילים.